August 31, Oswald Chambers, my utmost for his highest. My joy, your joy. That my joy might remain in you and that your joy might be full. John 15:11. What was the joy that Jesus had? It is an insult to use the word happiness in connection with Jesus Christ. The joy of Jesus was the absolute self-surrender and self-sacrifice of himself to his Father, the joy of doing that which the Father sent him to do. Quote, I delight to do thy will, end quote, Jesus prayed, that our joy might go on fulfilling itself until it was the same joy as his. Have I allowed Jesus Christ to introduce his joy to me? The full flood of my life is not in bodily health, not in external happenings, not in seeing God's work succeed, but in the perfect understanding of God and in the communion with him that Jesus himself had. The first thing that will hinder this joy is the captious irritation of thinking out circumstances. The cares of this world, said Jesus, will choke God's word. Before we know where we are caught up in the shows of things. All that God has done for us is the mere threshold. He wants to get us to the place where we will be his witnesses and proclaim who Jesus is. Be rightly related to God, find your joy there, and out of you will flow rivers of living water. Be a center for Jesus Christ to pour living water through. Stop being self-conscious, stop being a sanctified prig, and live the life hid with Christ. Life that is rightly related to God is as natural as breathing wherever it goes. The lives that have been of most blessing to you are those who were unconscious of it. That's the end of Oswald's text. Self-consciousness is the primary thing that comes between us and a relationship with anyone else. Particularly God. Whenever we are self-conscious, we are not thinking about God, we are thinking about ourselves. And the source of love and the source of power is God, not ourselves. Jesus' self-surrender and self-sacrifice was an example to us in the way we could be one with the Father as he was one with the Father. It is this example that he left for us, specifically to enable us to become so like Jesus in our own generation that people would have the sense that God was again present on the plane of humanity in our lives. We can only come to the place of unity with God if we reach the point of absolute and utter abandon of self and absolute and utter surrender to him. It would be as a bride submitting herself, completely giving herself to her husband in marriage and trusting him to care for her from then on. God wants us to be one with him. Jesus showed us the way. Simply follow the example of Jesus. Any self-consciousness will disturb the relationship. Any self-consciousness tends to cause us to feel guilt and shame and fear and anxiety, all of which work against a perfect union in a relationship. So stop thinking about yourself, stop thinking about your righteousness, and stop thinking about your service for God, and live a life hid with Christ. The analogy given there, being hidden with Christ in God, is that we should not have any sense of personal visibility in any ministry that we are involved in for the sake of God. We should be invisible as though we are hidden in Christ, in God, that he will be seen and we will be the ones hidden and invisible. As was put so aptly in a precious song penned by Beth Moore, Jesus the one and only, the phrase, bring Jesus forth each day I live and leave me in the tomb. Oh, that that would be the story of our lives, that we would die to self and Jesus would rise each morning in our body and walk the pathway that we've been given.